We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
No sports, no rock, no information for mindless chatter. We're your station.
Stand by for news.
News on the mark.
Newsroom in New York.
You have tuned in turn on the news, the weekly newscast from the radio network, with all the radio coverage of the radio. Now with computerized news readers, with fewer meddling humans, and more aggregated reporting and automated music. Tune in turn on the news each week for the latest news, radio art, and more from our robot reporters, making sure you hear both sides, good and evil, every time you turn on the news.
And then I just, there's good news. Good evening.
There's just one thing that you need to know. Trump said, do us a favor, though.
Everybody!
There's just one thing that you need to know.
Republicans and right-wing pundits have created a mythology that is totally unmoored from reality, in which Donald Trump was the one who was tough on Vladimir Putin and would have somehow stopped Putin from invading Ukraine. The year was 2019. Old Town Road was at the top of the charts, and everyone was buzzing about the impeachment of one Donald J. Trump. Give him hell, Donald J. Trump got impeached specifically because he tried to extort Ukraine to help him cheat in the 2020 election by holding up military aid in a phone call with Ukraine's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, the same Zelensky who is now once again asking the U.S. for more military assistance. If you'll recall, Zelensky specifically asked Trump to provide more of an anti-tank missile system known as a Javelin, and that's when Trump tried to dangle the military aid over his head. Zelensky told Trump, "I would also like to thank you for your great support in the area of defense. We are ready to continue to cooperate. For the next steps, specifically, we're almost ready to buy more Javelins from the United States for defense purposes," to which Trump responded, "I would like you to do us a favor, though." Remember that?
There's just one thing that you need to know. Trump said, do us a favor, though.
Everybody!
There's just one thing that you need to know.
It's not your fault if you don't. To find that transcript, we had to send our researchers down into the bowels of 30 Rock with flashlights and magnifying glasses to sift through rolls of microfiche like they were Nick Cage looking for a secret code hidden on the back of the Constitution. When they found it, after weeks of searching, they ran up to my office with an old piece of parchment in their hands, and they said, "Mr. Myers, we found the transcript." And then I had to blow dust just to read the words. And then I said, "Dear God, do you know how old this is? This happened all the way back in 2019.
And with that, I yield back the balance of my time.
Thank you, Ranking Member Nunez. I will now recognize myself. Okay, Ms. Williams, Lieutenant Colonel Vitamita Vegeman, thank you both for your testimonies today in this impeachment inquiry into the 45th President of the United States, Donald Jessica Trump. I would now like to read a portion of the July 25th phone call between Trump and Ukrainian President Zelensky. Trump says, "We would like you to do us a favor, though. There's lots of talk about Joe Biden's son. Also, we have reason to believe there was meddling in the 2016 election by some terrible people, very bad people, a woman named Chrissy Teigen and a very hairy man, Alex Baldwin. Terribly, terribly hairy. Whatever you can do. Hang on, I have to make another call real quick. Yes, give me a 10-piece tenders with extra biscuits and two large sides." Well, then he just orders chicken. Did you find this call unusual?
Yes.
Yes.
And is it true, Ambassador Taylor, that you were conflicted about the role of the president's personal lawyer?
I was concerned about Rudy Giuliani's statements.
Honey, could you kick it up a notch? We're on television.
And so by the end of June, I had begun to hear references to investigations. Yeah.
Really sell it to me, honey. Give it some pizzazz.
As something that would have to happen prior to the meeting that...
Here, maybe wear this.
...that President Trump had offered to President Zelensky.
You know what? Let me help you out. Devin, give me my note, please.
His phone calls ain't as perfect as the picture that he paints. He's full of so much he's turning brown. We've read the memorandums and the transcripts and complaints. And let's be real, we all see what went down. His conduct was unethical, we know. But when it comes to influencing foreign government officials by withholding military aid until they agree to investigate his personal opponents to serve his own political agenda, he's a hoe.
You take a look at that call. It was perfect.
A very innocent call.
He's just a girl who quit pro quo. Blackmail's his favorite response. He'll badger any friend or foe until he gets what he wants. When it comes to foreign policy, he says his correspondence is top shelf.
It was beautiful.
But it's really just a fallacy. He's only interested in himself. He's just a fool who'll gladly throw any old country a bone, long as they bow to his throne. Since he can't win on his own, he'll quit.
And now the impeachment begins.
What you gonna do when Zelensky comes calling? Your numbers are a-falling. What you gonna do? Supposing that you know that he's possibly hiding some dirt on Joe Biden. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when Ambassador Sondland corroborates what we already know? What you gonna do when Zelensky called?
Pay for quid pro quo.
Girl. He's just a braggadocio to any foreign ally.
To take a look at that call, it was perfect.
When Ukraine called, he said hello, just when he should have said
до побачення.
When he recognized the rivalry, he told him that he wouldn't give a buck till they bend it to his bribery, which turns out is impeachable as he throws a fit when whistles blow. He's just a petulant kid. He'll gladly pro quo or quid. He'll say he won't, but he did a quid.
A quid pro quo.
Quid pro quo.
Girl.
There's just one thing that you need to know. Trump said, do us a favor, though. There's just one thing that you need to know. Trump said, do us a favor, though.
So Trump used the aid Ukraine desperately wanted as a bargaining chip to empower himself politically. And yet, yesterday, after Zelensky's virtual address to Congress pleading for more aid, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy had the gall to claim it was Joe Biden who didn't give Ukraine the military assistance they were asking for.
I've had conversations with the president long before this moment came. My advice to him was provide them the armament earlier to deter Putin from ever making these decisions. And the entire time, President Biden always said it would be the sanctions afterwards. And then when the sanctions came, he said it'd take months to work. Well, Ukrainian people cannot wait months.
Are you for real? Does your cable package not have History Channel stuff that happened 3 years ago? You're saying Biden is the one who should have given Ukraine the aid sooner? The guy you supported tried to extort Ukraine like a mob boss counting singles in the back room of a strip club. Please, Mr. Trump, you can't tell my wife I was here. That's no problem, Ernie. That's no problem at all. I would like you to do us a favor, though. I need you to help us plant some dirt on the mayor. You're going to tell people he married his cousin. It's true. I did. It was an accident. It was an accident. And it was only for 14 years. I think these guys genuinely believe we don't remember the Trump administration at all. Maybe they thought that thing Trump did with his hands was a Jedi mind trick. Of course, Trump could never pull off a Jedi mind trick because he doesn't have any focus. These are not the droids you're looking for. I got these droids from my very good friend Anakin Skywalker. Big guy, strong guy, came up to me, tears in his eyes. He said, sir, we love what you're doing for the star system. We love it. You know, he's Darth Vader now. Anakin, he's Darth Vader. Not a lot of people know that. Anyway, you were looking for some droids. They all want us to think Trump magically would have fixed this by being tough on Putin when we all know the opposite was true. Trump slobbered praise all over Putin, any chance he had, and was desperate to be Putin's friend. And yet Trump apologists continue to craft this insane mythology where somehow Trump would have stopped Putin from invading Ukraine. Some of them have even come up with elaborate allegories to explain Trump's supposed toughness.
They didn't do this on Trump's watch, Russia, because Trump would have kicked their ass.
This never would have happened under Trump.
Why didn't Putin do this when Trump was president? And I don't bring up President Trump that much, okay? But I tell you right now that he didn't do it when Trump was president.
What we are seeing in Ukraine, courtesy of Russia, is merely a preview of what can happen when America signals weakness. I've read that in the jungles, the mighty do not have to fight. They say that when the bull elephant lives, the herd is peaceful and prosperous. But in his absence, confusion, disorder, and destruction ensues. Well, when I get through speaking, the next voice you will hear will be, in a little while, will be that of our own bull elephant, Donald Trump.
Are you reading from a rejected children's book about Donald Trump? You see, the bull elephant lives in the jungle with all the other animals, and when he's home, the herd is peaceful, and because it is peaceful, he has time to use Twitter. But because he only has a trunk to type with, there are often misspellings or things accidentally in all caps. Still, he is an elephant who tweets, and that's pretty cool.
There's just one thing that you need to know. Trump said, do us a favor, though.
Everybody!
There's just one thing that you need to know. Trump said, do us a favor, though.
Not only did Trump pressure the president of Ukraine into investigating Biden and his son, he did it over and over and over again.
President Trump urging the president of Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden's son, Hunter, multiple times. That's according to the Wall Street Journal in a breaking news story just minutes ago. Sources telling the Journal that President Trump made the request about 8 times on a July phone call.
He brought it up 8 times on one phone call. 8 times makes it seem like a pretty obvious crime. It's like if you went on trial for stabbing a guy and said it was an accident, he fell on the knife, and they said 8 times?
In mid-August, it became clear to me that Giuliani's efforts to gin up politically motivated investigations we're now infecting U.S. engagement with Ukraine, leveraging President Zelensky's desire for a White House meeting.
Following the call with President Trump, the member of my staff asked Ambassador Sondland what President Trump thought about Ukraine. Ambassador Sondland responded that President Trump cares more about the investigations of Biden, which Giuliani was pressing for.
I found the July 25th phone call unusual because, in contrast to other presidential calls I had observed, it involved discussion of what appeared to be a domestic political matter.
It was also clear that if Ukraine pursued an investigation into the 2016 elections, the Bidens and Burisma, it would be interpreted as a partisan play.
Did you subsequently learn that the call record had been put in a highly classified system?
I did.
And what reason did Mr. Eisenberg give you for why the call record was put in the highly classified system?
It was a mistake.
You said it was just a mistake?
It was an administrative error.
Right, yeah.
The record of the call where the president committed a crime, we accidentally hid that one away. It was a mistake. Someone dropped it in a box. It wound up in the attic. The ladder's broken.
In hindsight, I now understand that others saw the idea of investigating possible corruption involving the Ukrainian company Burisma as equivalent to investigating former President, Vice President Biden.
What did Ambassador Sondland say to tell you that he told Mr. Yermak?
That the Ukrainians would have to have the prosecutor general make a statement with respect to the investigations as a condition of having the aid lifted.
I heard Ambassador Sondland greet the president and explain he was calling from Kyiv. I heard President Trump then clarify that Ambassador Sondland was in Ukraine. Ambassador Sondland replied, yes, he was in Ukraine, and went on to state that President Zelensky, quote, loves your ass. I then heard President Trump ask, so he's going to do the investigation. Ambassador Sondland replied that he's going to do it. Ambassador Sondland agreed that the president did not give an expletive about Ukraine. I asked why not, and Ambassador Sondland stated that the president only cares about big stuff. I noted there was big stuff going on in Ukraine, like a war with Russia. And Ambassador Sondland replied that he meant big stuff that benefits the president, like the Biden investigation that Mr. Giuliani was pushing. I briefed the call in detail to the deputy chief of mission, went away for a week, come back, I refer to the call, and everyone is nodding. Of course that's what's going on. Of course the president is pressing for a Biden investigation before he'll do these things the Ukrainians want. There was nodding agreement. Everyone by that point agreed. It was obvious what the president was pressing for.
I was in a briefing with several people, and I just spoke up and I said, it appears that everything is stalled until this statement gets made, something that words to that effect, and the vice president nodded like, you know, he heard what I said, and that was pretty much it, as I recall. Mr. Giuliani's requests were a quid pro quo for arranging a White House visit for President Zelensky. Mr. Giuliani demanded that Ukraine make a public statement announcing the investigations of the 2016 election DNC server and Burisma. Mr. Giuliani was expressing the desires of the President of the United States, and we knew these investigations were important to the president. Was there a quid pro quo? As I testified previously, with regard to the requested White House call and the White House meeting, the answer is yes. Everyone was in the loop. President Trump, Vice President Pence, Secretary Perry, Ambassador Volker, Secretary Pompeo, Ambassador Bolton, Chief of Staff Mulvaney, Rudy Giuliani. Everyone was in the loop.
Just a perfect day. Drink sangria in the park. And then later, when it gets dark, we go home. Just a perfect day. Feed animals in the zoo. Then later, a movie too, and then home. Oh, it's such a perfect day.
We had a very great conversation, very straight, very honest conversation. Now, I will say this. I said absolutely nothing wrong. It was perfect.
I'm glad I spent it with you. Oh, such a perfect day.
My conversation with the president, the new president of Ukraine, was perfect.
You just keep me hanging on. You just keep me hanging on.
Just a perfect day.
The conversation, by the way, was absolutely perfect.
Just a perfect day. You made me forget myself.
Call was a great call. It was a perfect call. A perfect call.
Oh, it's a
It was a perfect conversation.
I'm glad I spent it with you. Oh, such a perfect day.
But just so you understand, the conversation I had with the president of Ukraine was absolutely perfect.
You just keep me hanging on. You just keep me hanging on.
But the conversation I had with the president of Ukraine was absolutely a 10. It was perfect.
There's just one thing that you need to know. Trump said, do us a favor, though.
Everybody!
There's just one thing that you need to know. Trump said, do us a favor, though.
Trump's sycophants have all bought in to the ludicrous idea that Trump somehow would have stopped Putin. Trump himself has repeated that claim on TV recently, although he's been weirdly vague about it.
This would not have happened during my administration. In fact, some people were saying, why didn't this take place over the last 4 years during our administration? And it didn't, for a very good reason. I'll explain that to you someday.
Oh, well, by all means, keep that secret to yourself, former U.S. president. Trump treats foreign policy like he's doing an ad for women's perfume. What's her secret? Maybe I'll tell you about it. Someday.
Someday by Calvin Klein.
And then this week, Trump's half-finished claymation sons picked up where he left off with Don Jr. suggesting that Trump should meet with NATO next week instead of Biden. He tweeted, sending Biden to Europe for high-stakes NATO talks will only embolden our enemies further. If you want to get something done, right, send Trump. Why would NATO want to see Trump? He repeatedly slammed NATO. He's like their WWE wrestling villain. Would they know he was there when they heard his entrance music? So if we need to be careful about what steps we take next as to not inflame tensions, and obviously... My God! That's Donald Trump music! And then Don Jr.'s copy of a fax brother, Eric Trump, went on TV and made a similar claim, but with even dumber reasons.
Listen, my father would, you know, call up and he would have said, Vladimir, don't even think about it. Don't even try us. I'm telling you, it's not going to work out very well for you.
You really think that's how the conversation would go? You sound like you're talking to a dog who's about to pee on the rug. Of course, if Trump talked to a dog the way he talked to Putin, he would immediately give in every time the dog complained. Sparky, don't do it. Don't even think about it. Don't you dare. Don't you dare pee on the rug or I'll have to shake that jar full of loose change. Or alternatively, pee wherever you want. This is your house too, Sparky, your man's best friend, and that makes you as much of a human as I am. Whiz away, just not on the good rug. Or right in the middle of the good rug. I was just saying to Melania, I feel like this rug could use a big yellow wet spot, and now we have it. We worked together, and now we have it, Sparky.
Eventually, he got around to asking Rudy, who, let us not forget, was the guy in the middle of Trump trying to hold back financial support of the Ukrainian military in an effort to get them to make up stories about Hunter Biden. Now, of course, the Trump crowd says the war would never have happened under Trump. And to explain why, Rudy shared a totally true story about a conversation that definitely happened between Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin.
So he has a meeting with him, and he's telling him, they're talking about Ukraine, and he says, Vladimir, you shouldn't, like, attack Ukraine, because then I'm going to... Well, I never liked those big... What are those things you got in Moscow? Those big bubbles, those big gold bubbles. I never liked those things. So I'm going to have to blow them up. So Putin says, they're churches. He said, oh, Vladimir, don't tell me that about churches. I did, come on, churches. You can fool Bush, you can't fool me. Churches? Thank you.
Of all the BS in that story, the most unbelievable part is there's something gold that Donald Trump didn't like. It's impossible. Listen, if Trump actually blew up things he didn't like, Don Jr.'s 10th birthday present would have been a grenade.
There's just one thing that you need to know. Trump said, do us a favor, though.
Everybody!
There's just one thing that you need to know.
In the last few days, there's been some cautious optimism that a diplomatic solution to this conflict might be possible. Even Zelensky himself has hinted at a possible compromise. That's what we need to do, help the millions of Ukrainians who are suffering and provide support for a possible peace deal. What we don't need are reckless threats of escalation from people who think Trump, of all people, would have put a stop to this. The idea that Donald Trump would have been tough on Vladimir Putin is, quite frankly,
bull crap.
There's just one thing that you need to know. Trump said, do us a favor, though.
Everybody!
There's just one thing that you need to know. Trump said, do us a favor, though.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.